to Abergavenny, hoping the weather is fine.
WLNG, well, last week we took you on a trip down to Wales, and in particular the town of Abergavenny, where they had a food festival recently. Well, little did we know when we did that here at 92.1 Fun that Abergavenny has a very special food of its own. It's a particular kind of cheese that I understand is incredible and very hard to get here in the United States. So we sought out an expert, author Kathy Namath Fermerman, who's going to tell us first about that Abergavenny cheese. And let me ask you, Kathy, one thing about that.
Yes, Bob.
Why is it so tasty? What is the difference between that cheese and, let's say, any other cheese I could go in the store and buy?
Oh, it's probably the nice, soft Welsh rain that they get there. It keeps the grass happy, keeps the cows happy.
Ooh.
And I just want to tell you also that I have to give Abergavenny a lot of credit because they did try to market here in the U.S. As you were saying, it is hard to get here. I'm not even sure whether they still sell it here. I think it's one of the few enterprises, besides something like Tom Jones, that the Welsh ever exported over to the U.S.
Some say he's become cheesy over the years himself.
But Abergavenny has something going for it, though, for Americans, and it's that its name is easily pronounced by us. Abergavenny, it's easy. A lot of place names in Wales begin with a double L. Do you know that letter?
Oh, yeah. It's like Llewellyn or something. Right?
Well, yeah, only if not that. It sounds like a wet hiss. And I'm not even going to attempt to do it for you.
You won't give me a wet hiss? Oh, I'm hurt.
I love listening to the Welsh, but I'm not even going to try. Anyway, I wanted to say, you know, the Abergavenny cheese, it also comes in lovely little packages in pretty colors, so you can stack them up and make a nice little table decoration or play giant checkers with them before you eat them. That's what makes it special also.
Yes, playing with your food can be almost as fun as eating it. Now, Kathy, you know a lot about whales. Is there a word like, are you a whaleophile? Is that what you would call it?
Well, there's a word that I made up, which was Cymryphile.
And what does that mean? Can we say that on the air?
Cymry is the Welsh name of Wales.
Oh.
So you put Cymryphile.
A Cymryphile.
Then you have it.
Wow. Well, we know you're also a prisoner expert.
Number six.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Your fascination with Wales, did that come from going there to visit Port Marion?
That's right. That's where it started, with the 60s show, The Prisoner. A lot of the outdoor footage was filmed there, and it's a really beautiful area. Port Marion, or the village, it's nothing like the rest of Wales. So if you've seen The Prisoner and you go there looking for more places like that, it's not like that. And so Port Marion is nothing like Wales, and the rest of Wales is nothing like Port Marion. But
you have a book about The Prisoner and like a walking tour of the village. Is that right?
That's right.
Tell us the name and where we can get it.
The title is On the Trail of the Prisoner, A Walking Guide to Port Marion's Prisoner Sites, and I think every household needs one.
Well, I certainly have one.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I'll be reading it as I enjoy my Abergavenny cheese tonight for dinner.
If you want to know where to get it,
yes,
I can give you a website.
Go ahead.
And that's www.prizbiz.com. Prizbiz is PRIZBIZ.com.
Hey, Kathy, will you come back on our Halloween show in a couple weeks and tell us a little bit more about The Prisoner? Because, I mean, you're probably one of the biggest experts on that show that I know of.
Well, thank you. I'll be very happy to.
Be seeing you.